I was waiting for him outside the room in the ER. And I walked over to see how it was going, and I looked in the door, and he was flirting with the nurse.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Aaron, please?
This is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi, do I know you?
I hope so, but maybe not. Brook and Jubal in the Morning is a radio show. My name is Jubal. Brooke is also here.
Hi, Aaron.
And Jose is over there.
Hello.
So there's three of us on the phone right now.
So why are you calling?
I'm calling because we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Why would somebody email you about me?
Well, because we do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. And you recently went out with a dude named Steven.
Oh, Steven emailed you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Steven emailed us, and I'm sure you remember going on his date because it ended with him in the emergency room.
Yeah, I remember, but I'm surprised that he even remembers me.
Why? Whoa. Of course he remembers you. You made a big impression on him.
Yeah, I doubt it.
What? You doubt that you made an impression on him? I mean, I don't know how many dates this guy could go on and then cut his hand while bowling and then have to go to the emergency room and have his date come along with him. I'm sure he probably remembered that.
Well, did you guys talk to him about it?
Yeah, we did. We had actually a conversation about your date. He said that he really liked you. He thought you were beautiful and fun and all that kind of stuff. And then he admitted that he was kind of messing around while bowling and then cut his hand. And he went to the emergency room. When he came out from being stitched up, you were gone and you haven't talked to him.
Okay. Well, he might have conveniently left out a couple details for you.
Really? I mean, from his description, he was all about you. Like, he was impressed that you went with him in the ambulance, and he was shocked that you weren't there at the end because he really wanted to, I guess, thank you or make another date.
Wow, he's really spun a tale for you, hasn't he?
What?
Would you mind sharing the details that he missed?
I mean, it mostly was true, except that there was one really big issue that he left out, which is that I was waiting for him outside the room in the ER, and I walked over to see how it was going, and I looked in the door, and he was flirting with the nurse.
He was flirting with the nurse? Is that what you said?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think it's that funny because I'm on a date with this guy, and he's just flirting behind my back while I sit out in the waiting room waiting for him to be healed.
Okay, wait, hold on. How was he flirting, though? What was he doing?
I saw him, like, smile at the nurse when she was taking his heart rate on his, like, she touched his arm and he, like, got all gooey and smiled at her.
And?
So wow. He smiled. That could have just been him being polite?
Nice.
Or
but
no?
I know what I saw. I saw what I saw, and he was flirting with her. And I saw him check her out when she turned around. And it was really embarrassing because, like, I rode in the ambulance with him, and then he's flirting with somebody else while I'm not there.
Okay, wait, hold on, though, because I'm going to tell you. So far, what you've described sounds pretty innocent.
Well, you weren't there, and I saw him flexing when the nurse changed his bandages, so.
Flexing? Like showing off his muscles? Like, hey, lady nurse, look at my big man muscles.
You don't think maybe he could have been, like, wincing in pain or something?
Why do you keep making excuses for him? He was obviously flirting. I saw it.
It just sounds like you're jumping to a lot of conclusions, I guess. Because the guy who called us...
I don't know why you can't understand me. This is what I'm saying. You're taking his side. I saw him whisper in her ear, and who whispers in nurses' ears? That's weird.
Okay.
I will back you on that. Like,
yeah,
there's not much whispering that goes on.
Okay, you were there. I'm not just disregarding what you have to say. You were there. You saw it. You say that he was flirting with the nurse. But you know who else was also there?
Enlighten me.
Steven was also there, and he's actually on the other line and wants to talk to you. So I'd love to hear his side of the story.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Steven is on the other line and wants to talk to you.